know better than to listen to the people who are calling us names. I can feel the sunlight shining.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name's Brian, and today is Friday, June 14th, 2024, and this is episode 720 of the Lots Project Podcast. And it's titled, Let's Chat Koalas. I'll be chatting about some interesting facts about koalas I found out. Some more naughty word chat, some weekend outlook, a sad day yesterday for me especially, and a little bit more. First, let's check out who's hanging out in the live chat, who's over there in the coffee crew. Grab a cup and hang out for about an hour. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How is everyone doing? Rewilder Life in first, and should be out picking strawberries from what she says in the Telegram group, but we'll forgive her, have a cup of coffee, and hang out for a little bit. Rachel, thanks for being here. Pip, just remember, the I in team is in the a-hole. God, that is so appropriate on so many different levels, but I do know that you posted the picture of the old I in team diagram. I've seen it a couple times. I appreciate that, too. Thanks, Pip. I should go snag it and throw it on the screen here in a second. Got to get a little coffee in me before that, but other than that, let's see who's here. Good morning, Hunter. Over on Twitch, thanks for stopping in, and thanks for the heads up yesterday on the reflection on the tank. Hunter sent me a message and was thinking that was checking out the snail live feed, and he looked in the reflection in the glass, and it looked like a hallway. And he sends me a message, and you know. Just a heads up, and which is awesome. I appreciate him looking out. And he's like, "Hey, I think you got the hallway in your reflection." And I was like, "Wait, what?" I didn't even know Corey had fired up the stream. I was gone for most of the day, and came back, and she had set it up and fired it up, and it was rolling. And I thought he had taken a screenshot of an older live video, and. So I started talking to Corey. I was like, next time we set the stream up, we got to make sure that there's no reflection in it. She's like, well, what do you mean? It's on now. I was like, wait, what? Thank you, my beautiful wife, for taking the initiative to throw that up. She said she saw a bunch of snails being active during the day, which they're usually not. They're more nocturnal, but she popped it on. Well, we looked at the stream, and what happened is I told you guys a long time ago, because of the storage situation, and various reasons, Corey went to packing all her clothes. She stores all her clothes in SOE bags, and then we put the rails like you use in a garage. That's what they're for the garage storage systems. Where you put the rails on the garage, and then you can slide the hooks on, the tool holders, things like that. Well, she just slides hooks on there and then hangs her SOE bags on the hooks. And they when you look through the back of the aquarium where the photo was, you can see one of the outlines of the hooks. And sure as shit, Hunter saw what he saw, and I saw it too. Corey looked at it. We don't have a hallway like that in here. It was literally an illusion of the hook frame, and looking at it, it looked like you could look down the hallway. So no free shows for anyone. If you want to check out that, I can fire up an OnlyFans if you want to see me, but it won't be free for sure. Jim says, good morning, and first clip of the day. Thanks, Pip. Yeah, Pip. And Jim was over in the vertical feed over there harassing anybody that shows up, talking about, are the koalas in the chat? We're talking about snails. He can't wait to talk about koalas. And good morning, Corey. Of course. Pip sips GSD with an evil grin. Good morning, Cormac. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate that. Pickle Pete says, I'm up. Saw dogs in a pile. Nobody saw any dogs in a pile. Canadian Farm says no ads today, and he's got his hot cup of Folgers. I think I didn't. You know what? Last night I was doing some other stuff while I was setting up the stream, and I bet I didn't turn. You guys might have all got ad-free this morning. I'll have to be sure to go. Yep, there it is. It's all off. Ad-free this morning, guys. It slipped my mind. You got a freebie today, unless someone's watching the replay. Appreciate any zaps that come in. My revenue will be down for today, a couple of cents. Nobody's good. Mike's Homestead, good morning. Thanks for stopping in. No ads there either. And Canadian Farmstead says, I hate money. I don't hate money. I was actually, so here's the deal. I don't hate money because I was setting up the stream while doing some market or some requesting of products for doing review videos, which make me way more consistent money than the ad revenue on YouTube. So I like bigger money than what YouTube is trickling into me. What's in the cup today? More light Ethiopian. I actually weighed out my bottom of the bag jar, and I'm probably it might come at the end of this end of this Ethiopian bag. I might, depending on how it weighs out, depending on how much extra over a pound Mr. Food Forest Farms dropped in there, I might get to brew a bob at the end of this one, or at least the next bag. So coming up on that bob, bottom of the bag mix, it's all good. It is all good, especially the Ethiopian. The light Ethiopian is sweet. It's light. It's full of flavor, and it wakes you up. And that's all that matters. It's not nasty. It's not drum roasted. It's not all burnt and charred. It is micro batch air roasted, clean airstream roasted coffee by a real human being, small, super small batches, great customer service, free shipping, and the price is can't beatable. Can't beatable. Is that even a term? Anyway, the price is already well below what it should be for the quality of product it is. You can join the C4 Club, which is a monthly coffee club that Brian runs with all sorts of other benefits. Canadian Farmstead said, but is it the best part of waking up? Yeah, actually, it's probably better than the best part of waking up, if that's possible. Anyway, Brian does a fantastic job over there. Just the value he puts out and the value he expects in return is a little off kilter. So I appreciate that. And if you still think it's a little too much money to give it a try to taste the difference, use LOTS10, LOTS10, LOTS10 at checkout. One-time coupon code will get you 10% off. Or LOTS5, if you already use that 10%, LOTS5 will get you 5% off in perpetuity when buying coffee or anything else on the Food Forest Farms website. Foodforestfarms.com, the best coffee you will ever put in your cup, for sure, for sure. And he's got all sorts of other stuff going on over there, too. If you're in the greater Pacific Northwest, consider Squatch Fest, too. Consider Squatch Fest. Need to know more? Shoot me a message. All right. Ethiopian is on board, and it's starting to work. It's starting to work. It was warm last night. We popped open the camper. We had the air on yesterday. Rachel mentioned in the Telegram chat that it's going to be getting warm where she is next week. I think that's everywhere. And it started a little bit yesterday. It's gonna pump up today over the weekend and then stay kind of consistently warmer next week here. So we're trying to feel out how we want to roll with the air conditioners, with our portable one, with the onboard one, and what makes the most sense. But last night it was supposed to drop down a little bit, so we opened everything up, opened the windows, and it was okay. Didn't sleep the best, but got some sleep. I gotta get my hair cut because it makes my head hot when it gets warm at all, and I have this much hair. So I actually have a rechargeable cordless head trimmer that I have to do content on, and I was waiting for my hair to grow out to do the videos. So that'll be this weekend. We'll buzz that down. Corey is also growing her hair out a little bit to test out the clippers, and we'll do a little video review and get a little makeover. So anyway, koalas. So as you know, if you listen to this show, if you are around our community, I guess is a better term for it. If you know my wife at all, check the vertical feed. Oh boy, little Timmy, thanks buddy. I appreciate the $5 super chat over on the vertical feed. Appreciate that for sure. Cool hat. Yeah, thanks, man. It's actually a pull patch hat. If you're still watching, that patch comes off and you can swap it out for all sorts of other things. Boom, 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 boom. America, that came for free on a thing, but we got all sorts of different patches I could throw on there. But the Agris flag, man, I definitely believe in that. So appreciate that super chat. Awesome. Thanks, Jim, for letting me know and being kind of a jumping everywhere guy. So again, if you kind of know my wife or have heard me talk about her, have interacted with her at all, you know she loves animals. Absolutely adores animals. We actually encourage people to send her animal photos in the Telegram chat to tag her. It makes her day. She smiles. She loves them. She wants to have them all. I have to temper expectations for her when thinking about dogs, cats, other animals. So she really lives vicariously through the folks that send her the pictures. We had lots of animals on the farm. We kind of went away from that, and we've been able to use others' pictures to make her to get her fix. Another way she gets her fix is she has her feed on TikTok just absolutely stuffed full of animal stuff, and it's because she likes them. She shares them with me. I share them with her. She it really dialed in on what keeps her watching. So mostly dog videos, and then it gets into some other animals. Well, she sends me some interesting TikToks. We've talked about eels on here. We've talked about what are some other animals that we talked on here about so far? Snails, that got going. What did you say, Corey? Armadillos, yeah. Well, the other day she sent me a TikTok about koalas. Now, I don't know. If you know much about koalas. Everybody thinks about koalas. Sorry, it's got avalanche going on over here. Oh, pangolin. Yeah, we talked about pangolins. That's right. Mike's Homestead. Good memory. That was all of last week, I'm pretty sure. But koalas, cute little fuzzy bears over there in Australia. I was talking to Jim yesterday a little bit, and he said he's been to Australia and he's held a koala. Well, I had a favorable opinion of a koalas, until Corey sent me this video. Now, I kind of remember over the years that hearing that they can be kind of vicious, that they aren't all cute and cuddly. Canadian Farm says that little Australians in costumes. Maybe. But I've heard that they're kind of little bastards, that they'll do some damage to you, that they're not all, and pandas too. Like, everybody thinks they're so cute and cuddly, and then you see them in videos. And they're wild animals, and they're bears. So Canadian Farm says this Conspiracy Friday. This is no conspiracy, sir. This is definitely no conspiracy, what I'm about to tell you. Oh, the little Australians in costumes. Yeah, no, we're going to actually talk about koalas and some facts that I learned about them that Jim says, and chimps will eat your face. Yes. So will koalas, I guess. So the TikTok had several facts about koalas. Do you guys want, and Mike Homestead said like Ewoks. Yeah. Yeah, like Ewoks. I wouldn't want to run into an Ewok in the woods at night by myself without a firearm or some way to protect myself. Those little bastards. They're all cute and cuddly until they're not. So the girl in the TikTok started Jim says the Ewoks are a peaceful species. The girl and Han Solo shot first. They're anarchists. They only aggress upon unless they're aggressed upon. Non-aggression principle. Where the Ewoks followed the nap. Which most animals, really, if you think about it, most animals follow the nap. There's very few other than procuring food for themselves where they don't just randomly attack. So Pip is wondering, wasn't there an 80s cartoon? And you know what? I kind of recall this as I'm reading it. Wasn't there an 80s cartoon about koalas that wore sweaters that were adopted by suburban family and they went to an alternate dimension when they ate the tree leaves? I do feel as though that was a thing, Pip, unless we were smoking the same wacky tobacco back in the 80s. Or maybe that's a Mandela effect. Not sure. Jim says, well, you can't have Death Star in your backyard. It's bad for your property values. And the Canadian Farmstead says Canadian geese attack just to be assholes. I mean, I didn't say all animals. I didn't say all animals. Jim says we think we're all on shrooms talking about 80s cartoons with koalas in sweaters. Or was that the bananas in pajamas? Maybe it was the bananas in pajamas. Anyway, koalas. First fact that kind of tripped me out about koalas is, do you guys know, and this is true for multiple marsupials, as in koalas. Did you know the koalas were marsupials? Do you know what a marsupial is? Good morning, John Palmer. Just in time for koala facts. Marsupials like kangaroos and possums or opossums, depending on... Wow, Jim. Jim, are you okay this morning? Jim says all animals are asshats to each other and others. Wow, that's not very nice. So marsupials, like kangaroos, possums, or opossums, depending on how you say. Mike says they have a pouch. Yeah, they do have a pouch. And among other traits that make them marsupials. But one of the features of a marsupial is, did you know that they have a bifurcated penis? Canadian Farm said this is like a terrifying kindergarten class, just as I was mentioning bifurcated penises. Do you know what a bifurcated penis is? Jim says they are the shit I see in my backyard every day. Those are the animals around you. You put them off. You put an aura off in your yard. But anyway, a bifurcated penis is a penis with two heads. The penis goes out, and you guys know how a penis works, but this one is like split. It's a two-headed monster. So that's kind of weird. So what do you feel like would be the appropriate female Jim's wondering if there would be pictures. I didn't get a chance to get a picture of the bifurcated penis. But if the males have a bifurcated penis, what would you say that the females have? You know, because if the little Willie's got two noggins, where what kind of hat is he going to put on? Are we going to have what? Jim is Dior. I'm not sure. So the males have a bifurcated penis. The female koala, picture this, doesn't have two vaginas. The female koala actually has three vaginas. Two of the three vaginas are reserved for semen transport. And then the middle central vagina is where the little koala comes out when it's born. So more about trigina. Canadian Farm said nailed it. It's a trigina. Two for doing it, two for in, two indoors and one outdoor. I guess. On that side of the plumbing. We're going to talk about the other side of the plumbing too today. Don't worry. So you got the male has got a bifurcated penis with two heads on it. The female has three vaginas, two for entry. two for entry and one for exit. And if you don't know marsupials, what happens is when they give birth, it's like a little jelly bean, a little jelly bean critter. They don't come out all fluffy and soft and like mammals. They come out as like a little worm jelly bean, and they come out of the third vagina and they crawl through, and they're deaf and they're blind, and they basically somehow through the power of nature make their way into mom's pouch. Now is where it gets really weird. So if you didn't think bifurcated penises and triple vaginas and triginas or whatever Canadian Farmstead said, now we have the little jelly bean fucker in the pouch, and he's growing along, and mom has nipples in the pouch, and little baby koala suckles off the teat, you know, and is getting big and strong. And you think, you know, just like other like mammals and most other species, it will feed upon mother's milk until it's ready to eat solid food or other food. But no, koalas can't be easy, can't be normal. Koalas also have a weird trait that they eat eucalyptus leaves. You've heard this, you know this, you've heard this along the way in your life, that koalas eat eucalyptus leaves. The thing about eucalyptus leaves is they are poisonous. Eucalyptus leaves being poisonous, the koalas need to have some really crazy gut bacteria going on so that they can eat the eucalyptus leaves and digest the poison and not die. Well, they aren't born with this bacteria in their gut. The baby koalas, they take that journey as the little jelly bean worm over. They suckle on mommy's teat for a little bit of time, but not the whole time until they start eating leaves. At some point, I think the video said it's about 6 weeks. They've grown up a little bit. They're ready to get their injection of bacteria so that they can consume poisonous eucalyptus leaves. And so the baby koala climbs out of mom's pouch and heads on down. And you know, you would think that you could get bacteria in your gut some way or another other than what they do. But they make their way over to mom's not her. Close general vicinity of the trigina, makes their way over there, and Canadian Farmstead says, "Do the babies defecate in the pouch?" I'm guessing they do. I don't know how they would not, and I don't know how they clean the pouch out, but the baby's not in the pouch anymore. The baby's over hanging out by the Trigina. And there's another exit that most species have, where the poo comes out. And there's this really crazy process, guys, where mom takes a couple deuces of the regular poo, and then she produces this stuff called pap. It's kind of like a liquidy extra gooey poo that she then poos out, and baby consumes the pap. Baby consumes the pap, and just like any good poo eater, gets a mouthful of bacteria. And that's how the life cycle begins. Now the baby koala is all ready to go off with his bifurcated penis or his trigina, depending on if she or he, the little koala, has decided its gender, you know. Canadian Farmstead says, "My Folgers is not tasting as good." That's because it's similar to pap. We're going to start calling any commercial off the shelf coffee pap. That's going to be a morning chat, assimilation there. Anyway, so there's your koala. He's going to head off with his bifurcated penis and find a trigina, and the process will start all of again. I saw this TikTok of this girl explaining this whole process, and I sat with my mouth slightly ajar, going, "Pap, yes, Canadian Farmstead, pap, P-A-P, P-A-P is the substance." And you guys can look this all up. Feel free to Google it, throw it in AI, do whatever you need to do to make it happen. But I fact-checked it. I fact-checked her. Corey said, you know, I don't fact-check or validate any of the TikToks I send you. So there's Brian searching about, do koalas have two-headed penises? Do they have multiple vaginas? Do they eat their poo to get bacteria? And sure as pap, it all came back as true. So now you know. If you have children, feel free to share this with your children, have them take it to school with them, and share it with their classmates and their teachers. If your child is in public school, which is what it is. I think this is an appropriate topic for a book report, a class presentation, a science fair, anything of the sort. Jim says, "I do not remember any of this when I was in Australia, but it was the 90s. Still recovering from the shrooms in the 80s, huh, Jim?" I think you should run with this. I think any of you folks with school age children should definitely be encouraging them to do reports on koalas. It is science, you know. It is science. Canadian Farmstead says no one was allowed to talk about these things in the 90s. And Pip says he's going to start calling people pap heads. Jim says the shrooms in the 80s were great. Did you drop them with a couple lewds? Rewilder Life says maybe this is where they got the idea for fecal transplants. And I gotta love Rachel. Rachel's over there contemplating the validity of eating poo, and equating it to processes we have here. Oh, What? Hunter over on Twitch down in the DFW general area. this is for realsy, Hunter. This is actually a thing. Hunter says just passed a billboard that says eye syphilis is serious. Eye syphilis is serious. What? Wait. Okay. Wait. Eye syphilis. How? Don't answer that. Thanks, Hunter. I'm gonna have to pass on the eye syphilis. Good morning, K Bong Pap. Jim says the Black Beauties and the Yellow Jackets lewds were earlier in the 70s. Not unless you save some. Pip says, wait, is this why the Spanish workers call each other Pappy? Jim says he cures eye syphilis. I think Pap or similar bodily fluids might cause eye syphilis. Oh, wait, that's pink eye. Hunter says, put that in your pap and smoke it. and K-Bong Stewart telling Jim he did too much crystal meth in the 80s. I've heard plenty of stories from truck drivers in the 80s that, you know, the uppers were really a lot cleaner then. They weren't making them with Drano, and you could get them readily, and it was just amphetamine. And then they started making it with the Drano part. And Jim says, and crack was rock. Those were the good times. Nothing like getting a big old crack rock for a weekend party. Oh man, I'm gonna have to dig in and do a little. We'll do a segment on eye syphilis at some point. Thanks, Hunter. Mike's Homestead says Rachel was listening to Jack, heard him talking about fecal transplant just before this show started. I didn't know that Jack was talking about fecal transplants. Guys, I was thinking about it yesterday. I haven't listened to a podcast in probably a year. Other than catching a live stream now and then, it's been a long time. These guys talking about their old drugs in the 80s. That's great. You got to join the chat to hear about that. Rewilder Life says she's known about fecal transplants for well over a decade, and coffee enemas too. Coffee enemas. Nice. That's when you want to. That's if the mama koala wants the baby koala to get out of the pouch sooner. Canadian Farm says you're missing out on fountain sats. Who says I don't listen to music on fountain? Take that, put that in your pap and smoke it. Oh, all right. Well, guys, koalas, they're all cute and cuddly, but a little messy sometimes too. Let's move on. This is kind of appropriate for how many some people um Rewilder Life says, isn't there a coffee bean coated in poo? Mike's Homestead said coffee enemas are some Billy Bond stuff. Coffee beans from the civet, Kopi Luwak. They eat the coffee beans and shit out the seeds, and then people roast it and drink it so they can get gut bacteria so they can eat eucalyptus leaves. Canadian Farm said Corey really sent today in a direction. Mike's Homestead nailed it. He says nothing about this show is appropriate. Well, and that's my question. You all are here listening to it. Good morning, Mike, the Philippine Nomad. How we doing, Loco? Thanks for stopping. I appreciate it. Heading into the weekend over there in the Philippines, I suppose. You're all listening, so it's appropriate for you. It's appropriate for your morning to have with your coffee, to laugh and to have some fun, and not get your panties in a bunch about swear words or cursing or naughtiness. Jim's wondering if Loco's got pap. Rewilder Life says, like a goat eats the coffee bean and then they sell it. It's a cat. It's a cat that goes up in the tree and eats the coffee bean and then eats the coffee fruit, cherry, I believe. And oh God, Loco doesn't know what pap is. Oh no. This is not good. You're going to have to go. Loco, definitely circle back and listen to the beginning of the show. No. Anyway, appropriate. Yesterday, I kind of touched on another TikTok Corey sent me. So I guess this is turning into a little bit of a TikTok Friday. It was an interview, I guess, a question that Canadian Farm says he's missing out. I understand what I'm missing out on by not listening to podcasts. I used to listen to them all day, every day. I just don't have the opportunity. And I also don't want anybody being like, he's talking about koala poo because Jack talked about fecal transplants. I don't care. I don't listen. But anyway, Corey sent me a video of Gary Vee getting asked a question about Gary Vaynerchuk, if you don't know. Yeah, interesting dude. He's kind of successful a little bit. Kind of made his way. He's figured it out. Holy crap! Look at that. Loco gifted one Lost Project membership. Who did it go to? I don't know. It won't let me do that either, guys. I tried and tried. Let me see real quick while I talk about Gary Vee here for a second if my stuff came back up and it allows me to gift memberships again, because you know that would be cool on my own channel, that if I was able to give away the memberships that they say I can. I go to the thing, it says you have these memberships available to give away. And then I go to give them away, and there's nothing there. Let me see. Here we go. Membership gifting. You have 10 memberships left to gift this month. That's fantastic. Let me do it. It won't let me do it. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know why it won't let me do it. Whatever. Guys, I try. I try so much. I try for you guys. I try to give you away free shit. it just doesn't happen. But anyway, Corey sent me TikTok, Gary Vaynerchuk talking about the woman asks him, why do you curse so much? Why do you curse so much? So I'm going to pull this video up, and I think as soon as I put it on the screen, it's going to start playing. And I don't know if it'll play for the people over on the vertical feed, because I only have it loaded in the one side of StreamYard. But I'm going to pop it up there. Listen to what he says. And I sat and listened to this, and I've listened to it several times since. This is really how I kind of feel. Yeah, let's talk about it after I play it. I mentioned it yesterday, but I just pulled it up here and we'll listen again. So let me know if the audio doesn't work on this, but here we go.
So much. For a guy who doesn't need to.
Because I only believe in authenticity, it's how I talk. Like when I think about, do I care about my employees? It feels more like in my brain and my heart and my soul, do I give a fuck about my employees more than do I care about my employees? That's from my brain and heart to my mouth. I am willing to deal with the ramifications of me being my full self.
Do you curse at home?
A ton.
In front of your kids?
Yep. I'm just not devastated to go into my fourth grade like teacher and Mrs. Thompson's like, you have a real problem. I'm like, what's that, Mrs. Thompson? Your daughter curses. I just don't see that as a real problem. Me and Mrs. Thompson see the world the same way. Again, I am the byproduct of Mrs. Thompson telling me my whole life that I would be a failure. Mrs. Thompson thought that a D in science was going to be my downfall, just like she thinks saying fuck is her downfall. I don't agree.
All right, Jim said there was no audio there. Was that just for Jim or was that for everybody? Because it's a really interesting video. I can post the link if in the chat here. If no one is able to hear it, you might be able to go listen after. But basically, what he was saying is he's authentic in what he feels. He says what he feels. Oh, it was okay. People, everybody except Jim could hear it. Jim, you had the wrong screen up. You had the wrong screen up or something, or your audio was off because everybody else seems like they could hear it. Pip says, heard the audio, not bad. Okay, I listened to that and I said, you know what? This guy doesn't give a fuck. And it's because he can. John Palmer nailed it. Jim's old and deaf. So Gary Vaynerchuk didn't worry. So you say, okay, well, the guy's worth billions of dollars. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to suffer the consequences of anything. Look at him. He doesn't dress up. And this is something that I've been kind of, even before I took the leap, into not really, really not giving a fuck about anything. We are so dialed in from a young age. Respect authority and listen, and that's naughty. Don't do that. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck that. Think for yourself. If when you start to orate, is that a word? Orate? When you start to talk, if you're censoring what you're saying because it's a naughty word or it's a non-popular opinion, you're not being yourself. You're not saying what your brain is rolling with. At this point, now you're wasting energy trying to figure out what to say. Now, obviously, there's some situations where you don't want to do that. And I think a good strategy is putting yourself in those places that you don't have to worry about that in the situations. Like, I don't necessarily think you should probably walk into like a funeral and start screaming at the top of your lungs. Now that's probably, but I wouldn't attend a funeral that I felt like I would have to say that. Canadian pharmacist says, I'm still not happy with myself for staying Trigina today. I love the Trigina. Three is always better than one, I would say, right? Maybe. The Trigina and the Jesus. But anyway, it kind of went further that. It kind of went further than the cursing. I've talked about cursing a lot, and there's been John Palmer says, be like Steve Schiffler. Is that Stifler? Or Schiff? Is there a Schiffler? Rewilder Life says, I'm trying hard to get YouTube censored. And Jim says, who doesn't love the Trigina? I mean, the Trigina is where it's at. Where's Kyle when you need him? Kyle would have a lot to say about the Trigina, I'm guessing. But anyway, the cursing is what it is. Words are just words. And really, if I say fuck and you go, ooh, that's on you. Like you literally let four letters that make a particular sound when it comes out of my mouth bother you because you've been conditioned to think it's naughty. Is it what constitutes a curse word? So we've talked about this before. So say whatever you want. The bigger thing I was seeing in that video is when he was talking about his daughter and talking about her teacher and talking about his teacher. And maybe he was being facetious and he didn't have that same teacher as his daughter. I have to believe that Gary Vaynerchuk could send his daughter to any private school he wants. And I don't know if when he was a child, I don't know his backstory very often. I like the motivation he gives. I kind of catch him in passing here and there, but I'm not like a Gary V a fanboy that knows his upbringing. But did he go to the same school? Is the fourth grade teacher that he had the same as his daughter? Or was it just hyperbole? But anyway, it really made me think about the fact that at fourth grade, his teacher's telling him that him failing science is going to make him unsuccessful. And you see these people all the time. There's guys that are really bitter guys on TikTok. I see quite a bit of where they're in a piece of heavy equipment and they're making six figures. They're making more than the teachers that told them they will never amount to anything because they weren't good at history or they couldn't write a report. Or they couldn't do math. It's not necessarily about taking the path that the fucking school wants you to. Canadian Farmstead says anyone who logs in now will think this is a Tourette's support group. Oh. But the insistence of the school system, and I'll probably get in trouble because I got a family full of fucking teachers. The insistence on the school system to fit in this box, and that's how you're going to be successful, is so, so damaging to children. That unless people like Gary V, I mean, I am not wildly successful by any means, but I had the same philosophy. There's a lot of people out there that are saying it's okay for their kids to be themselves. That it's okay. Rewilder Life says, husband and I were both CD students. I think you guys are doing okay. Rewilder Life says, father-in-law was a principal with a doctorate. I think you have to do what you got to do. We're not all wired the same. We don't fit in these perfect little picture boxes. John Palmer says, I agree. Other than insulting someone's belief, like cursing their God, I personally feel that is disrespectful. Just me. Well, is it? Why? Who's God? Their God? If their relationship with their God is strong enough, it shouldn't matter what I say about it. Loco says his vision's a little shot after 7 p.m. I thought I read tourniquet support group. Oh no. But you're gonna offend people if you're authentic with yourself. You can't please everyone. Canadian Farm says counterpoint, is there value in learning self-control in social situations when young? At this point where so intentional offending someone on purpose is different than being yourself. What if I disagree with your God? And what if you disagree with my God? Are we not allowed to talk about that? John Parmel says, I don't want to please anyone, just trying to be respectful. Okay. But can we, so that's the problem. That's the problem. Mike's Homestead says, yes, not getting your ass kicked has value. We can't have a discussion, though, anymore, because that will offend you. This is gone. This is where the tipping point went over. Hey, Jim, remember back in the 80s? I know you don't remember much of it. We were talking about that earlier. But could we have conversations without offending people? Could I disagree with your point of view about your God and you disagree with my point about my God? Or was it that old, we just don't talk about politics and religion? Is that where it used to be? And now it's like, if you talk about it, you're going to offend someone. In a group of five people, if you literally speak your mind in a group of five people, you're going to offend someone. Unless you're in at your club meeting for whatever thing you believe in. And you probably, if you're really authentic, because do we all agree on everything? Do the guys at the KKK rally, do they really believe in everything? All on the same page. Jim says we are far more sensitive. I don't know. I don't know. It is what it is. It is what it is. Language is funny, isn't it? It's how we communicate and it's how we hate each other. It's how we get along. just thoughts to make you think on the weekend. Thoughts to make you think on the weekend. Not getting your ass kicked has value sometimes. I think getting your ass kicked also does have value in multiple ways. In multiple ways, for sure. For sure. Jim said he really thought this is going to be a nice show about koala bears and cute animals. Well, cute if you like two-headed penises, triginas, and eating poo. Pip says, I've been told by customers that their god will smite me. Well, whose car broke down? Oh, Rewilder Life says, poof, weekend, mine doesn't start until Saturday afternoon. It's all relative. It is what it is. It is what it is. You got to take some downtime. Mike's Homestead says, there's a huge difference in respectfully debating the existence of my god and you telling me how useless and no good both my god and I are while debating it. I don't think if someone truly believes that the time you spend worshiping your god is useless, I think they have the right to express that opinion. If you find value in your god, you should hold that personal value belief in your heart, in your soul, and that's for you. I don't find wasting my time debating religions something that I need to do because it doesn't matter to me at all. Not one bit. But if the conversation comes up, I'm not afraid to tell you what I think about it. So it is what it is. I think we've, as a society, been really, really, we've been made afraid to say what we think. How we feel. Rewilder Life says, I'm pretty sure Brian knows I'm a Christian. It is what it is. Like, that's for you. Religion is a personal thing. My personal opinion is it's all kind of bullpocky. And if that offends you, I'm sorry. And if that, no, I'm not really sorry. I'm not. I have my reasons why I think that. You have your reasons why you think it's not. It is what it is. We disagree. It's okay. I don't know. I really think there's probably been more violence as an aggressor because of a religion than aggressors against religion in the history of the world. Canadian Farmstead says it right here. Whatever my God requires of me, defending him is not one of them. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? That's fantastic. Keep it personal. Mike Somstead says, I prefer no friends. Oh, man. Anyway, it was a sad day yesterday. I'm going to touch on this real quick. Sad day yesterday. It was our last Thursday pizza day. Charlie's Pizza. Glad we called. They showed up on this Thursday. They've been kind of off and on. They've been working on his restaurant. And man, last night I showed up to get my pizza. And they said, man, this is our last day in Saltillo. It's our last day in Saltillo. And I was sad. I was sad. The pizza truck will not be coming within a couple miles of our place anymore. Now, starting on the 24th, I think, or a couple Mondays from now, 24th, he will be opening his brick and mortar pizza parlor. And it's 17 miles away. It won't be a weekly thing. I just don't see it being a weekly thing anymore. We'll have to go and eat there. 20-minute round trip. I guess 20-minute wouldn't be horrible to bring it back. But, yeah, lost my pizza man. But immediately, I went into how to make this, how to spin this, how to make lemonade out of lemons, how to make Canadian Farm says climbing the hill will get easier now. Yeah. The first thing I thought though was I got to call him. I got to hang. I got to go find him. I got to say, you know what, dude, how much were you making on average per night with the pizza truck, the pizza trailer? How much were you making? Because half of that, or a quarter of that, or three quarters of that. Mike's Home says 20-minute round trip or 17 miles each way. 17 miles each way. I'm wondering if he needs somebody to run that pizza truck. I'm wondering if someone needs to run that pizza truck for a cut of what he's losing. Because he's not going to be running it anymore, but he still has the equipment. He's going to hold on to it. He's still going to have it. Why should it sit idle? I don't know. A couple nights a week doing pizza gigs might not be horrible. Might not be bad. I don't know. It is definitely the best pizza I've found in Tennessee. I came home with the pizza and I said, "Hey Corey, what do you think about getting in a pizza business?" She says, "We don't have any money to buy a pizza truck." I said, "Well, maybe we don't have to buy a pizza truck. maybe someone needs a pizza truck operator. Who knows? Maybe I'll send him a message today while I'm doing laundry." And that's what today is. Today is Savannah Day. Today is going to run down, do laundry, get groceries, pick up a few little supplies here and there. Yesterday I got out, I got the foundation for the shed redone enough. It is what it is at this point. I got, excuse me. Holy crap. I got the foundation set. I got the bottom frame done. I got pieces pulled out for the first few steps, and I've secured a little help, some helping hands to throw that up, at least until I went through the instructions again and I found out the point where it looks like it's stable enough to then work by yourself. I don't want to occupy someone for 7 to 10 hours in a day. That's a big ask for me. If I can get someone to help me to get to a point where I can do something myself, I prefer that. I people have shit to do. Like if you don't have anything to do at all, then maybe. But I value other people's time and energy. So I rounded up someone to help me hold it at least until I'm in a secure spot. The person that I talked to, Jamie, at Off Grid Ping there, he has built one that's almost the exact same shed. And he says, you're spot on. When you get those pieces in and those rails in, the thing is very structurally sound. And then it's just a shitload of screws to put in. So that's going to be the plan. John Palmer says, I like to have a work partner. I have plenty of them up here with me. I'm never alone. I'm never alone. Jim says, as long as this truck doesn't interfere with the show. Jim, nothing will return. Nothing will interfere with the show. And Canadian Farm says, no pizza truck return customers after Brian's koala fun facts. Well, and that's the thing. We could, and then that's the thing. Here, well, and here is the thing about the curse words and the language and the appropriateness. If I was running a pizza truck for Charlie, and Charlie says we don't swear in front of the customers, or we don't talk about koala fun facts, or we don't talk about triginas and bifurcated penises and this or that, I would say, how much are you paying me? And decide if that's okay for me to compromise that for that amount of money. That's the trade-off. It might be. If he said, well, I don't want you to talk about that stuff on your show anymore as my partner. I said, well, then you don't want me as your partner. But if I'm an employee and it's his business, it's his rules, I don't have a choice. I do have a choice to either do it or not. Slight difference there. So that's that. That's that. I don't know. I don't know if I want to make pies all summer. It might be a nice winter gig. It looked pretty roasty toasty in that pizza truck. It looked pretty roasty toasty. So I'm wondering if I can flip that into having employees or something, like subcontract out the pizza part. Always hustling. Anyway, guys, we're here at 107, an hour and 7 minutes. I appreciate little Timmy over there in the vertical feed dropping that super chat. I hope you guys had a good day talking about koalas. You learn something new. You can share it with your children, your wife, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your neighbors, your boss, or whoever. Have fun today with triginas and pap and bifurcated penises and swearing at your 4-year-old or your fourth grader and the such. But anyway, if you enjoyed the show, I appreciate everyone listening. If you enjoyed it, always free to hit that like, share, and subscribe to return value for value. Please consider joining one of the YouTube membership tiers. Thanks, Loco, for gifting one of those today, or listening on any value-for-value platform like Podverse, Wavelake, or Fountain.fm. You can visit thelostproject.com or comfreyroots.com. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention it at the beginning. If you're still listening and you want to come to SRF, $50 early bird tickets on sale now. Link is in the video description, the audio description, or over on my website, I believe, at thelostproject.com. Comfreyroots.com. Share the love. Coupon code gets you two for one packages to share or hoard yourself. It's the weekend, guys. It's Friday. Have an awesome weekend. If it starts today, if it starts tomorrow, if it starts on Sunday, have a good weekend. Enjoy your time. Enjoy every day. Enjoy every day. And if you don't enjoy every day, figure out why and try to change that. Jim says SRF and Grow Noster. Yes, Grow Noster. Head on over to Noster. Got sign-up videos. You can do it in under 5 minutes. Literally under 5 minutes. And get started. You got questions, you can always reach out to me and I will answer them. Other than that, enjoy your weekend, guys, and we'll catch up with you on Monday.